We're going to sing our thoughts, our prayers, leading into meditation.
Our thoughts truly are prayers. How very often we get exactly what we hold in mind, not even realizing what went on. And prayer isn't some magical thing. It's one of the ways that we use our power of life in conjunction with our other powers to bring into reality our experiences. Our thoughts, our prayers. And when Jesus turned the water into wine, there were no magical hocus pocus works. Talk about it. It was just something that he held in mind. And so I invite you at this time to take your thoughts and turn them first within. And just listen. Allow yourself to feel that connection. Not a connection with somebody or something or some energy that is separate and apart. But allow yourself to feel the communion with that oneness, with that energy, that reality. Listen and know that that is who and what you are. Made in the image and likeness. Especially at this time of the year, when our hearts and minds turn toward the miracle of Christmas. And as you listen, I invite you to consider, to understand and accept that you are the incarnation of that Christmas miracle. You are the gift of life. You are vibrant. You are creative. And it's all because you are one with Spirit. And so before I invite you to come up and share your prayers of remembrance on our tree, I invite you now just to dwell for a while in a minute of silence. And now, so softly and gently as I possibly can, I invite you to return to this physical space, to this sanctuary. Keeping in mind that as you move out of the silence, it's impossible to leave behind the oneness that you are thoroughly immersed in, that you are yourself. And so you return with an awareness of being full of life. You return with an appreciation that all life, everywhere and anywhere, is to be celebrated, only always. In the lives of those who have gone before us, that have passed, are celebrated here today. And so slowly, at your own pace, as you are comfortable, I invite you to please come forward and hang your tag on the tree as part of our service of remembrance. So we conclude this little ritual this morning just with a prayer of thanksgiving. Loving Spirit, we are incredibly grateful for those that have gone before us, for those who have been different kinds of way showers for each and every one of us in our lives, for those who have made a difference by allowing us, even if it's just in some small way, to get a better glimpse of who and what we truly are, for those that have dared to love us even a little tiny bit, that ignited that spark within us so that we could look at the world in which we live and exercise our power of faith and see possibilities. For those of us who have passed on, even the slightest knowledge, the slight of bit of knowing, that however long or short life might be, it is the gift of God and nothing less than that. We are ready now. And for all of this, we say thank you, sweet Spirit, and so it is. Amen.